It's time for CHS Outdoors on K Country 102.3. It's brought to you by CHS in Elkton. Good news, the weather guys and girls are talking about seasonal temperatures, maybe even temps above normal, and dry weather going into Christmas.
Ho, ho, ho!
Well put. Here's our CHS Outdoor forecast. Friday, partly cloudy with a high in the 20s. Look for a west breeze at about 5 to 10. Saturday, partly cloudy, high near 40. And Sunday, should be sunny in the morning, maybe partly cloudy in the afternoon with a high, I'm going to say, at 40. Pressure, 30.1 on Friday, 30.0 on Saturday, and 29.9 on Sunday. The sun should set around 7:59 and set around 4:50. Let's turn to the Farmer's Almanac. It says fishing should be good on Saturday and Sunday morning. Saturday's major salooner times, 7:28 to 10:30 a.m. and 6:45 to 9:45 p.m. If you tuned in for a tip, here you go. It's time to go green. I say that in jest, but I am serious about the gas-powered ice auger. There isn't a reason to drill stinky ice holes anymore. If you're cutting with an old two-stroke auger or four-stroke, or better yet, a propane unit like me, it's time to go lithium. Last week's tip was all about the lithium battery, so it only makes sense to go cordless, so to speak. No smell, no CO2, and no open door. Crank the heat and drill holes. One thing I like about the cordless electric or battery operated auger is reverse. Send that slush back down the hole. Yes, it's not perfect, but it works. I'm not qualified to give you brand advice, but I see there are many out there, even Clam's making one now. Google it and you'll find plenty of assistance. Good luck. Well, the door closed on our bait box report, but it's opened something new to CHS Outdoors. Jared Fredericks has been fishing South Dakota waters for over 30 years. He's guided for over 10. He's fished the NWT, finishing third in Angler of the Year, and he fishes a lot of local walleye tournaments in the area and is no stranger to the Lake Area Walleye League. Without further ado, here's Jared with our South Dakota guided fishing report.
The current fishing port right now, it seems like most guys are heading up north of 212. We got ice anywhere from 6 to 10 inches up there. South of 212, it varies quite a bit. We're seeing still 3 inches. 8 inches at best. A lot of walleyes. The perch are really running a lot of smaller ones, not a whole lot of jumbos really grouped up right now. Seems like it's a lot of smaller fish, but the fish we are, walleyes we are getting are really nice. I'd say if you're going north of 212, you're safe. South of 212, the conditions can be spotty. You can follow us on Facebook, South Dakota Fishing Guide, or else our website, www.southdakotaguidedfishing.com. Check us out. We'll have sleeper shacks available on Lake Ponset here in a week.
Thanks, Jared. Great to have you aboard. If you miss CHS Outdoors, listen to it again at kcountry102.com under my show page or the Listen tab. We hope that you and your family of hunters and fishermen and outdoorsmen have an absolutely fantastic Christmas. And I guess a happy new year. We won't talk to you again until 2020. I'm Brian, and that's CHS Outdoors. Whether you're a farmer, fisherman, or hunter, you'll find some great stories from the outdoors and some of the essentials you need at CHS in Elkton.